I'm Carol Hills. This is The World. At the Academy Awards this weekend, there's one surprise film that's getting a lot of attention, Roma, by Mexican director Alfonso Cuarón. It has 10 nominations, and if Roma wins for Best Picture, it would be a first for a foreign language film. A win would also be a first for Netflix, Roma's U.S. distributor. Roma is the story of Cuarón's own middle-class childhood in Mexico City, but told from the point of view of Cleo, one of the family's maids.
Además, ¿cómo lo presentaste? Ay, manita, ¿ya ves cómo te pones? Nada más que estoy soliento.
Ya llegaron.
Cleo is played by first-time actress Yalitza Aparicio, and she herself is up for the Best Actress Award. The World's William Troop spoke with her recently.
Yalitza, you had just graduated to become a teacher when you were cast for Roma. With the success of the movie, how has your life changed?
Acababa de terminar mi carrera para ser maestra, todavía no.
I had just finished my studies to become a teacher. I haven't actually taught yet. This whole adventure started with a casting call in Tlaxiaco, which is where I was born and grew up.
Do you think you're going to go back and be a teacher after all the hoopla over Roma quiets down?
Pues me encantaría poder hacer otra película.
Well, I love to make another movie. I wanted to become a teacher because that's a way to reach a lot of people and educate them. And now I have discovered that by making a movie, you can also teach people many things.
Puedes enseñar muchas cosas.
You were doing a photo shoot at the border barrier in Tijuana when you found out that you had received the Oscar nomination. What was your reaction at that moment?
No lo podía creer. Simplemente me solté a llorar.
I could not believe it. I simply broke down crying from all the emotion. I was just hoping that the film would be nominated for Best Picture, and I never expected to see my name included in the Best Actress category and in the company of all these amazing actresses. I think that's why I burst into tears.
How do you feel now that it's been several weeks since you found out about the nomination?
Creo que sigo igual. No sé.
I think I'm still feeling the same. I don't know. I still can't believe that any of this is even possible.
And besides being director Alfonso Cuarón's autobiographical film and a beautiful movie to watch, Roma also touches on a lot of social issues like class and race and ethnicity. When you were doing the film, could you see all of the ramifications?
These were themes that I discovered little by little, since we didn't have a script and we didn't really know how the story would unfold. So every time we film a scene, I could sense some of the issues that were being raised, and it was surprising to me.
I had read that your mother also worked as a domestic worker. How personal was this role for you?
Mi mamá ha sido trabajadora del hogar por mucho tiempo.
Yes, my mother has been a domestic worker for a long time, and that was one of the things that crossed my mind a lot, that with this movie I could honor her as well.
How did your mother react to the movie when she finally watched it?
Pues le gustó mucho la historia.
She liked it a lot, even if there were parts of the film that were scary for her. Like the scene by the ocean where I go into the waves. But she said it was a beautiful story.
You are the first indigenous woman to be nominated for Best Actress. Before this movie, did you think of yourself as an indigenous Mexican woman, or did you just think of yourself as Mexican?
Siempre me he identificado con mis raíces. No sé, crecí...
I've always identified with my roots. I grew up always proud of who I am. People used to say I'm a strange mix between Mixteca and Triqui, but I've always been clear about where I come from.
Siempre tenía presente de dónde venía.
I read that the Roma, the movie, was shown at a film festival, a Zapatista film festival in Chiapas. What was that experience like for you?
Fue una experiencia maravillosa. Ahí es un contexto totalmente diferente.
That was amazing. It was a whole different experience there, like a different world. People there aren't so obsessed with fame or asking you to take pictures with them. After they showed the movie, when the lights came back on, all I could see were people's eyes, because the Zapatistas covered their faces, and all the eyes were red from crying. It was really surprising to see how a movie like this had truly touched their hearts.
Do you feel like you are representing Mexico's indigenous side to the world?
Yo solo soy una...
I am just an example of the diversity that exists in Mexico, with our many cultures and our many faces. And that's all.
Yalitza Aparicio is the Oscar-nominated star of the film Roma. She was speaking there with my colleague William Troop.